We're recording, so for the record, alrighty, name and title.
Thomas Wright, actually Tommy Wright, and I am the Chief of Police of Trenton PD.
Well, of course, Tommy, a lot of wrecks result from excessive speed, and you are launching a campaign here to try to curb some of that, as at the same time, not use as many man hours. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yesterday, we started a new initiative called the Speed Dummy. We deployed one of our uniformed cars in Trenton with a dummy in it. The idea is to slow down the motoring public. You know, a lot of times people, they see a police car, they slow down, and that's an effective tool for us to use. Certainly, it required very little man hours. The dummy was a donation, so we have no tax dollars really in the program at all. And what we'll do is once we deploy the dummy, after a couple hours, we'll replace it with one of our officers. So it gives us an idea if it's working. You know, we count cars and do radar and write citations if the need is there. And yesterday we found that no citations were needed after we replaced the dummy with an officer.
That's excellent. And what area are you deploying it?
Everywhere in the city. You know, Facebook was a buzz yesterday with it, and people were taking pictures, and the community seemed to respond well. There were a few naysayers, and you know, and you're always going to have that. But I think it's a good program for Trenton. It's a good use of our time and our efforts. And it complements the selective enforcement program that we've already launched, that we launched back in November.
Do you know what some of the statistics are as well as in the city of Trenton? What was it like the past year as far as citations go? And I know you probably need some more time for this to really get a good sample. But what were like roughly an average amount of citations like, say, in 2012, if you have that information?
Overall, we did a traffic study, a three-year traffic study, and we will continue to do that every year. And we found that our accidents had maintained a constant. 2010, we had 341, and 2012, we had 332. So they're fairly constant numbers. So we looked at some of the streets that we were issuing citations on that we were having, you know, some issues with, people were speeding on. We made a top 10 streets that we do enforcement on. It looks like our program's effective, but we won't know until the end of the year. Looks like last year ticket numbers were somewhere in the 300 range or better. So we're hoping that we could decrease that. We don't give out a lot of tickets. We give out a lot of warnings. Although one of our jobs is to write tickets, the real job is to slow people down and make them more aware. So through our Facebook campaign and through our other traffic initiatives, I think that our programs work. And I'm looking forward to the end of this year to see if we've reduced accidents, if we've, you know, reduced the amount of citations and issued some warnings and just got the public to slow down a little.
Absolutely, and that's the best way to do it. And of course, you know, you don't spend money, you don't spend tax money on it. So that's really a good program.
Right, so it's something that we're working diligently on. We're trying to increase traffic safety awareness and trying to reduce accidents through increased enforcement and community programming.
Well, Chief Wright, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
Just slow down.
Simple enough.
Thank you very much.